Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You gave some pretty impressive numbers for who's coming to Buffalo. But how deep is the Canadian impact being felt?
It's being felt very strongly, especially with that overall day tripper coming over. So those Canadians that would come over for the day to go to an attraction, do some shopping, do some retail, go to a restaurant. That's where we're hearing from so many of our attractions that their day trips, and particular Canadians, are down 20% to 30%.
Let's go back to 2019, pre-COVID. How many Canadians, on average, came to this region?
Yeah, so we would estimate that anywhere between 30 to 40% of our overall visitation came from Canada, depending on the exchange rate at the time. That was the major concern at that time, was just what would the exchange rate be.
And now?
So now it's all about politics. Mm-hmm. The finances play a little bit of into it, a little bit of tariffs, but it's really the sovereignty talk and just the narrative that's coming out of DC.
And what percentage are we down to?
We don't know at this point. It's hard for us to quantify that.
Are you sort of giving up on Canadian traffic for 3 years?
No, we are not. So that's where we keep dipping our toe in, looking at these opportunities when we talk to Canadians. But when we do things, the backlash that we get through social media or even the calls, and this, again, this is something that we're hearing across the country as well. So when I talk to my counterparts in other border destinations or even in warmer destinations, and what they're seeing as far as the overall sentiment of travel from Canada is not necessarily favorable right now. And they're finding other places to go within their own country or even doing other international travel rather than coming to the United States.
Are you conveying some of these problems and concerns to, the political establishment?
Oh, absolutely. So I sit on the board of U.S. Travel Association. This is always something that is part of those conversations. We are in close talks with I Love New York, as well as our local government officials, too. So it is. I talk about Canada every single day of my job now.
Have you sat down with Dick Langworthy or Claudia Tenney and say, hey guys, this is real dollars. It's impacting not Buffalo, but the region.
We can talk about it, but until the actual sentiment changes and people feel comfortable coming to the United States, crossing that border, advertising isn't going to move that needle. It's going to have to be, that rhetoric change. And then, when the commercial that ran last week in the United States from Ontario, mm-hmm. and that got the attention of the White House, it all started all over again. It's going to be 100% tariffs. And that just puts us back on the radar as far as negativity towards the United States. And then, with our friends in the GTA, they decide that they're not going to cross that border into Buffalo.
Let's switch gears for...
No, go ahead. I was going to know something.
Hotels.
Yes.
The Buffalo Grand. What? So I mean, right now the city is still talking about, you know, trying to take it by tax foreclosure.
They've had 4 years to do this.
And they've been talking about this for months. Do you see that actually happening? Is Scanlon serious, or is it actually going to fall to the next administration? That's
probably a question for City Hall. I mean, I don't want to speculate on the politics of that with the election coming up and the change in the next few months. But it's something that has needed to happen. Some action at the government level was needed, in my opinion. And so whatever we can do to get at least 400 to 500 rooms back online, that's my goal here. And so whatever I can do to help tell the story of the opportunities that we're losing out on that would make those rooms viable, which is why I invested funding into the report with HVS to be able to take to developers, hoteliers, to show that Buffalo has the viability to be successful for.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
For this hotel.
Does the hotel have to be in Buffalo, or can it be in the suburbs?
No, I need it in downtown Buffalo for meetings and conventions.
So in the case of the Buffalo Grand, I mean, obviously it has the number of hotel rooms mm-hmm. you're talking about, but it's not just a matter of reopening it. You mentioned, you know, you need a Legacy Hyatt Marriott kind of scale, which that is not.
That is not. And it's going to take tens of millions of dollars to refurbish that property and bring it to the standards. And that's, again, above my pay grade. That's where, you know, a hotel developer will have to go in and actually evaluate the overall physical plant of that property. I've been in it in the last year, and it's not in good shape. I mean, they've had a lot of vandalism inside. There hasn't been any running water or HVAC in the property, and it's not in good shape. So it's going to take a lot to take that current property and bring it to a standard that, you know, a guest would want to be able to stay in.
Even if today somebody said, I'm going to build a new hotel, it's probably 2 years.
Yeah.
That's an eternity for you.
I mean, well,
how can you?
But we're all right now, we are booking things into 27, 28, and 29. So show that we have a hotel that is coming, that there is a shovel in the ground if it's a new build or a transformation, to have a completion date that we can open that hotel with business on the books. That's what we're doing at Visit Buffalo. I'm not selling for necessarily 26 at this point. I'm selling for 27 and beyond. So that's our role. Like I said, it's those the corporate hotel, the business traveler rooms, that the hotel salespeople have those relationships locally with those corporations to fill that midweek. So part of our job is on the weekends with transient or leisure, as well as sports, and then on that midweek as well with meetings and conventions coming into the convention center.
Do you feel that the local hotel operators, you know, and developers, are they doing a good job? Are they doing what they need to do, or do they need to do more?
Many of them have gone through some renovations in their property, and they look great. Yes, the Hyatt Hotel definitely needs a refresh. We've been hearing that it's coming for the last few years. Mm-hmm. And I'm hopeful that that Mr. Jamal, in selling some of his other assets, will take the proceeds from those sales and invest it into the renovations at the Hyatt Hotel. A lot of the business that we have on the books has been a little bit contingent on those renovations taking place. In the end, when they don't take place, the hotel will have to give some concessions then too, whether it be a dip in rate or if they have to give up an opening reception or something like that, just to make good on their promise of having an updated property. So there are consequences that will come with not having the renovations completed at the time that contracts were signed and promises were made. But I'm hopeful that, you know, with his new influx of resources, that he can start those renovations after the first of the year, as we've been told that they're going to.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.